Now to the controversy over a judge's decision to ban a mother from breastfeeding her baby because she has a tattoo. A full bench of the family court has agreed to hear an urgent appeal against the ruling in Sydney tomorrow. The judge had ruled that the mother's decision to obtain a tattoo when her baby was breastfeeding exposed her 11-month-old to an unacceptable risk of harm. The Australian Breastfeeding Association says it's concerned about the precedent the ruling could set if it isn't overturned. Mandy Sammy reports.
It's a decision that shocked breastfeeding advocates.
I mean, I think if it were reasonable, then we would have very, very many women in Australia who'd be quite horrified, and perhaps Child Protection Authority should be taking action, because many, many mothers who are breastfeeding get tattoos, very often of their children's names.
The University of Western Sydney's adjunct fellow, Dr. Carlene Gribble, is a specialist in the benefits of breastfeeding. She says she's never seen a case like this one before.
I'm only aware of one case where somebody contracted HIV from tattooing, and that was somebody who'd got a tattoo in Bali, not somebody who'd gotten it in Australia. I think when it comes to mothers and breastfeeding, we need to consider that mothers are people. They do things. Sometimes there's a risk associated with what they do. But we generally think that they don't need to protect their children from all risk. And it's considering, you know, is this a reasonable risk? And most people consider that the risk of contracting HIV or hepatitis from using a tattoo parlour, and particularly if they've been careful about checking it out, is infinitesimally small.
The strong reaction follows the Federal Circuit Court Judge Matthew Myers' decision to grant an injunction to stop a woman from breastfeeding her son. The reason? Well, the mother had just got a tattoo, and the judge was worried that that would expose the baby to an unacceptable risk of harm. The case came before the court because the 11-month-old's father raised concerns about the mother's tattoo during a bitter parenting dispute. And even though the mother recorded negative results for tests for hepatitis and HIV, the judge said there was still an unacceptable risk to the baby because the tests aren't conclusive. He relied on material published by the Australian Breastfeeding Association in making the ruling. Its CEO, Rebecca Naylor, says that's a concern.
I think unless there's evidence that she's contracted an infection as a result of that tattoo, then it is unreasonable. Tattooing in and of itself, so long as I said, it's done in a reputable way and that the infection control procedures are followed, the risk is low. And so, no, we would absolutely encourage women who have had tattoos to breastfeed their babies for as long as they choose to.
The judge says that the tests are inconclusive. I mean, doesn't he have a point?
So I guess my question would be, does that mean that women who expose themselves to any sort of risk around the contraction of a bloodborne virus, so that's what we're talking about, shouldn't be allowed to breastfeed? That asks us, I think, to question all women's practices around any kind of exposure. So I think that tattooing is a regulated industry. So if you go to a tattoo parlour that is reputable, then the chances are very low. So of course we have to consider the risk to babies. You know, I'm not in any way dismissing that. Women do need to be careful. They're feeding a child. It's going to be their main source of nutrition up until they're 12 months of age. So you do have to be careful. But it doesn't mean that you have to wrap yourself in glad wrap. So the chances are low that she's contracted an infection if she's gone to an appropriate tattoo parlour. So I think it's unfortunate.
The University of Western Sydney's Dr. Carlene Gribble says mothers who decide to get tattoos shouldn't reconsider their decision because of this case, but they should be careful.
Does this tattoo parlour have any history of having problems with contaminated needles? What are their hygiene practices? But I think that this is a very unusual case. I think it's very likely, perhaps, that the press around this situation might result in the judge reconsidering the situation. Perhaps he didn't have all of the evidence before him.
A full bench of the family court will hear an urgent appeal against the ruling in Sydney tomorrow.
That's Mandy Sammy reporting.